You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
You see this hand. You see this hand dangling and above you.
I love that you finally rolled that dice, because you dump your dice on the table for every single game that we've played for the last 3 years, and you have never rolled the arm leg dice.
I've never need. We don't do that much combat. Yeah. So for our games.
I love this. Yeah. So is he holding the bottle and his left arm's in it?
Well, I think since it got turned on him, his left arm's in it, and he's got a free arm, and Gentle is now in control of the bottle.
Oh.
They won the grapple. Took control of it. Yeah, and he fell twice. Gentle's in control of the bottle. He has a hand in it, but he's going to cast a spell. I think he'd Misty Step. He would totally Misty Step. Would the bottle go with him? It's on him like an article of clothing, though.
Yeah, but you can Misty Step your way out of restraints.
That's true.
And I feel like this is more of a restraint than like a thing that
he's
holding
onto. Can you Misty Step yourself out of a magic restraint?
Let's go even or odds. Which one do you
yes.
like?
Yes, evens.
So if it's even, he won't be able to Misty Step. Odd.
I know. I should have stayed with odds. I trained them. Ugh.
So he Misty Steps back to the corner of his office, and he looks at you.
I have the bottle still?
You have the bottle, and you can see him starts pushing the books over to try to create a barrier between you and Athar.
I don't know how to get Zipper out of it. I'm going to try shattering it.
Zipper shatters.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want her to get stuck in a place.
Maybe I'll just be small for a little bit. Do it.
Yeah, Zipper, what are you doing as this is going on?
Getting drunk as hell.
Is there wine inside it?
Yeah, there's wine
up to my waist.
Oh, I set up to your ankles, but it could be it, you know.
Cool. So
you get stuck in the weirdest places.
The Zipper is just like kind of like flailing her dress around, and then she sticks her beak, and she looks like one of those drinking birds.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do an intelligence check to see if I know anything about this kind of bottle?
You sure can. I think it would actually be Arcana.
Six.
You don't know anything.
No, I don't.
You thought it was wine. What's going on?
Yeah. I'm going to turn it upside down and chuck it at the ground. So either she comes out through the spout or it smashes.
I need you to roll strength.
I love that I keep rolling one of my worst stats. 12.
You take this bottle and you go to slam it on the ground and it just bounces and it spins around.
Oh, no. Oh.
And it's pointing right back at you.
Oh, no.
I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Is it sucking up books or anything else?
Yeah,
in
books. Now, at this point, as it's spinning, all the clutter in the room is starting to get sucked out of the bottle.
So I'm getting other things in the bottle with
books
me.
Books are falling on your head.
You said dex?
Dex, yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to use another luck point. That's a 12.
Get sucked into the bottle.
Oh.
And you go fall into the bottle. A few seconds go by, and you can feel the bottle shake a little bit, and then a cap go right.
I still have the cork, so we had to find something else.
You see a piece of paper jammed into the top of it.
Good.
Thwarted that one.
Let's cut back to the Sneezin' Twins.
Hey, I just thought of a really good name for us.
Yeah, the Sneeze Brothers. Oh, I was thinking the Sneeze Brothers, because Smash Brothers just sounds stupid.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would ever go for that.
Nah.
Do we see, like, is there stairs down to this dungeon or is it just right in front of us?
You see stairs descending, and then you see a small landing at the bottom of them.
Let's sneak down.
Yeah, let's do this. Super stealth. We are so awesome. Super
yeah, stealth. Sneaky, yeah. Sneaky, sneaky stealth bros.
No one will ever ever notice us.
You get to the landing at the bottom of the stairs, and once again, you are faced with a choice. There's an ornate door in front of you. It's two doors side by side that appear to swing open. And then to your left, there's a small, simple, basic door.
The big one's probably where we want to go, but is it made of metal or wood?
They're both made of wood.
You know what Gentle would probably say right now?
Oh, Squeeze, you're so cool.
That's debatable.
No, probably not, huh?
I think they would say, look for traps.
Oh!
That, I feel like they say that a lot.
I'm going to look for traps.
Right. Roll investigation.
I was really hoping both of them would do the accent.
16.
As you go, oh, you look to those big ornate doors, and on the left and right side of them, you see grates in the walls, like vents.
Squeech, you idiot.
That's funny.
He walks over to the grates and takes a better look at it, I guess.
It looks like, yeah, a way for air or something to get pushed into the room.
Probably fire.
They would probably say.
I was thinking arrows.
it could be arrows too.
Arrows.
It's a little, now they're strong bad.
Oh yeah. A Homestar Runner for you.
Well, we have no way of disarming that, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Do we want to go through the other door and see where that goes then?
Well, why would you have traps in a door unless you don't want anyone going through that door?
Right. But I mean, we have no way of opening this door without them going off.
This trap should be scared of me going off. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to smash it with my mace.
Oh, no. The big door?
No. The grate.
Oh, you're going to smash the grate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to, like, smash it, see if it, like, if I could see inside it.
You roll strength.
It's 17.
So you swing, and that grate gets a big dent in it and then falls to the ground. You hear, like, tick, tick, and now there's just a hole.
Did you sneeze?
So the hole's still there.
Why didn't you wait? Hold on. Stop talking. Why didn't you sneeze?
Oh, sorry. And do you see Craig is going through his bag and he's pulling out like his bedroll and his traveling clothes and he's going to start shoving them into the other hole to try to like block it up. Oh. I was busy.
Oh, sorry.
Do another thing.
No, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea. Yeah. We got a real odd couple thing going on here. Okay.
That's all I have. I can probably plug one. Can you plug the other one?
Yeah, I have a... Oh, my cape? Oh, Squeege is like looking at his cape. And it's well worn in, but he loves it. He's not going to give up his cape. Fuck that.
I only have one bedroll and one extra pair of clothes.
He has like tinkerer's tools and smith's tools and stuff like that. And a lute, guys.
Never broken that out. I also have a lute.
He like takes everything and kind of like jams it in there. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good.
That looks great. Craig has also been going through his stuff and he hasn't been through his bag in a while. And he finds a hunting trap.
You mean Lucas hasn't been through his equipment yet?
Either or. And he's going to pull out this hunting trap that looks like a big old bear trap. Look what I found.
Oh,
I'm going to put that on here just in case somebody comes down.
But wait, chances are it's going to be Gentle and Zipper.
Yeah, but Gentle always says, look for traps.
Look for traps.
Look for traps.
Oh, Dios mios. Look for traps.
They
definitely would see it. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Craig is going to put the hunting trap at the base of the stairs.
Yeah, and Squeege is going to take a little rock and write Sneeze Bros on it.
If the holes are plugged up, Craig will take out his maul. First, he's going to see if the door is open.
The big doors. Yeah, and you reach forward and you grab the handle. You pull it up and you hear it go. And then you hear. You look over at those two vents that you plugged up and just a little bit of green smoke comes out. Just a little pff, pff, and the door swings open.
We don't need the sneeze.
Yeah.
And we're going to go in.
You enter into a large room. It looks like, judging by the charred bricks on the wall and the magic items you're seeing about, this looks like a training facility. A place where you would practice magic. You scan the room and you see some trunks along the sides. There's a big soft judo mat in the middle.
There's no cells or anything?
Are there any other doors?
You do see, again, two different sets of doors. On the left side, you see a door, and then on the right side of the room, you see a door of this big room.
And there's no one else in here?
It's empty.
This is a maze.
What's a maze?
This is a maze.
This is a training area.
Right. I'm saying the whole series of doors.
Oh, what we're doing right now? Yeah, it's messed
it's a
up.
Maze.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm thinking, I have thoughts of my own, Craig. And he just can't jump in at any time with your little comments.
But that's a general observation.
Yeah, that you're thinking about. I'm not observing the same thing. I'm looking at this kick-ass mat over here.
Which door do you want to go through?
Squeech is going, fight it out. Which one did we go through the first time? Left or right?
Left.
We just did left?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going left.
I've heard about mazes like that.
Really?
Where you put your hand on the wall and you follow it around to the out.
Is that true? Is that true?
It takes a long time, but if you put your hand on one wall and you follow that wall, you will get out at some point.
Oh. Well, I'm going to put that away. Put that in my noggin.
Trapped in a maze?
Apparently, everyone in this room has been trapped in a maze before and has gotten out.
I've seen the movie Labyrinth.
So we are back inside this wine bottle.
Gentle's cursing up a storm. Yeah. They're not happy.
So you notice Zipper, she was drinking some of the wine, but as it was spinning, she actually drank a lot more wine than she intended to. But if you notice with Zipper, she only will have a drink, but not like get like wasted. When she gets too drunk, she loses her speech because it takes a lot of concentration to speak in Lydia's voice. So when Zipper sees you, she makes like this like thunderclap sound.
Gentle is like swearing in Russian and then just stops.
Is that you? Zipper opens her mouth. You hear it sounds like a lot of different voices, like your voice is in there, Craig's voice is in there, and Squeege's voice in there.
I don't feel very good.
Is it the spell? Is there a thing in theater?
And Zipper looks down. That's how I talk.
Oh. Okay. How do we get out of here? I want to look around to see, because some other stuff from the room got sucked in. Anything helpful at all?
Roll investigation.
11.
All the books are soaked in wine. It's hard to make out even what they're about. There's nothing really that you think is going to be beneficial to knowing how to get you out of this situation.
But he also stuffed paper into the...
into the top, yeah.
Ugh, this is the last time I trust anyone. Knew it leads bad. Do you think we can tip this over if we use our combined weight? Or do you have any flame ability?
Zipper starts making like a danger sound and then makes the sound of like a roaring campfire.
Yes, that one. Can you do that?
She starts splashing around the wine, indicating that it is flammable.
Okay. Gentle's going to grab one of the books that's soaked and rip out some of the soaked pages and get one of their arrows and put a bunch, like, crumple up the papers on top the tip of the arrow and hold it out to Zipper and try to imitate the, like, crackling fire noise back at her, but, like, not well.
I gotta hear it.
Wow, that is really not well.
Crackle.
I'm a fire.
Fire. Whoosh.
Zipper gets this burst of inspiration. She takes Gentle and she pushes them to one end of the bottle. She like runs to the other end of the bottle. She stacks like a bunch of books and she looks up and she's going to cast Sword Burst.
Oh, cool. What's the save?
14.
Let's roleplay it.
Zipper, yeah. Make sure that Gentle is away. Sprints back, looks up, throws up her arms and she's a little woozily. And then just casts it.
As you cast it, you see the edges of the bottle start to crack and break. Pieces of glass fall to the side, and you can see a hole in which the wine is now splashing out. A little bit more starts to break, and then the bottom of the wine bottle falls to the ground with you on it. I need you both to make dex saving throws.
Oh, geez.
Everything's fine, right? Everything's good.
Ooh. 19.
21.
Both of you are going to take half falling damage on this. So 7 damage as you fall to the ground, but you land pretty gracefully. You feel yourself as you fall start to grow again.
Zipper's flapping her wings so hard.
You hit the ground and you're still small. You're not small enough to fit inside of a wine bottle anymore. A few beats go by and you are back to your original size. You look down the hallway and you are back into that long, messy hallway that leads to Athar's office, and you see this wizard running away as fast as they can.
Because when I saw her starting to do the sword burst, I started taking the paper off of the arrow, and I'm going to use that arrow I have out to, like, load my crossbow and shoot it at him.
All right, roll the hit.
21.
21 is a hit. Roll damage.
Gentle killed Dumbledore.
Looks like I was Snape the whole time. Spoilers for that thing we talked about. Six
damage. The arrow lodges itself into his, for you, Carlos, into the back of his head.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Blood starts dribbling down, but he's still running.
Oh my god.
Is that Athar?
Oh, yeah. That's
okay,
Athar.
Good.
I think we should roll initiative. What'd you get?
13. I got 11.
Gentle, you get to go again. He's in shock from getting this arrow planted right into his head.
How far away is he?
30 feet.
I want to tackle him.
You can do that. You can run and pounce.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Let's do it. Roll dex.
17.
Oh, yeah. With ease, you run up behind this old man. You land on his back, and he falls directly to the ground. Zipper.
Seeing what's happening, still very confused that this teacher that I really admired trapped us in a bottle, power sprints towards them and tackles them also. Both of them.
So it jumps on top of the pile. I think you should roll a dex to see if you're stuck underneath.
Okay.
So you roll the grapple.
Is this a dex save?
Yeah.
19.
You'd be able to freely move, so you're just humoring Zipper. Athar is stuck.
When I see Zipper, like, lunge, I just kind of scoot to the side before she lands.
She definitely rolled a negative one, so she is batting at him from the side.
Okay.
It's like almost a cuddle.
You feel that mass that you're sitting on top suddenly turn into mist. It appears again 30 feet away from you, further down the hall. You see him look over his shoulder, holding on to the back of his head, and he starts to run again.
I didn't want to do it this way. Gonna fire another crossbow shot at him.
Hold the hit.
I don't want to kill him, but I was trying to non-lethally attack him, and he kept running away. 11.
11 is a miss. So the arrow goes sailing over his head. Like, oh.
So I want to dash after him if I didn't hit him.
Great. So yeah, so you catch up to him. You're like right next to him. Zipper, you're up.
Zipper is still running after him, and she goes, "We just want to talk." Is it a hallway?
Yeah, it's a hallway. In about one more turn, you're going to be at the end of the hallway and back into that main student area.
I just want to drop him. I'm going to use Mage Hand, and I'm just going to grab his leg and hold it back.
All right, roll strength at disadvantage.
That is a 2.
You cast Mage Hand,
no.
But he, being a wizard himself, is easily able to thwart it away. It is his turn again. He's going to dash. You also see he does a magical girl transformation as he's running down the hallway of his very own. He's like, ding, ding, ding. All these colors flash behind him. He spins around 3 times. He's got mage armor on. He runs and he bursts through the door and he's into the main area.
I'm going to skid to a stop now that he's in the main area. And I'm going to turn around and bolt the opposite way. Because now we have to find somewhere else to get into this place before someone catches us.
Do you follow? It's because you're up too.
Yeah, if that's what we're doing, if I see Gentle turning around and bolting the other way, I think out of just like pure instinct, Zipper will just follow.
So you turn and you run the other way. We are now out of initiative. Athar has burst out of the college and is heading somewhere. Let's cut back to
the Sneeze Bros.
Man, I hope that tour is going well.
By now, they're probably still in the hallway, judging by how slow.
Oh,
Leo
right,
goes.
The turtle guy.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing the dangerous work
right?
down here.
We're doing all the heavy lifting.
We're putting on gloves. Like, we're putting on boxing gloves, and we're pretending to like box each other in this magic training room. Yeah. Like, on the mat. Squeege has a bandana on.
Craig is letting Squeege punch him in the gut.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the real heroes right here. Right here is what's going on.
You know, you hit pretty hard for a little guy.
I'm not that little.
You're okay.
You're
well,
big. You're exceptionally big. Let's
and
say
you're
that.
Exceptionally small.
And together we are the Sneeze Bros. The Sneeze Bros. we should probably find
left door.
Okay, let's do it. Actually, while we're walking, because Craig mentioned it earlier, and now he has it in his head that there might be traps. I want to cast Find Traps. It's 120 feet.
As you cast it, you don't see any traps. Your spidey sense does not tingle.
Is the left-hand door open? I'm going to try the knob.
You touch the knob and you can feel it move as if it's unlocked.
He's going to creak it open.
As you open the door, you look into this room, and in this room you see hideous monsters. Some of the most vile monsters that have ever walked Tenmar. Tiny. They're only, I don't know. What is that? Is that a gelatinous cube? But it's 1 foot by 1 foot. Wait a minute. Is that a shark bear? But it's only 1 foot tall, and you hear it saying,
"Help me."
Oh, no.
Oh, I was hoping they were plushies.
Are they all on the floor?
They're all just like wandering this room as though in a trance until the door was open, and now they've all started to turn and look at you.
Are there any cells in the room?
Oh, no. They're just in this room.
Craig shuts the door.
We got it. What are you doing?
I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Craig, I don't want to go in there either. But obviously we
There's no cells in there.
I want to check for another door. Just give me a... Like, open
I
up
don't know. They might have made it to the door by now.
Who might have made it by the door by
Those
now?
Those little things.
Oh, they're just little.
Yeah, but I don't want to squish them.
Craig. Oh, my God. Craig, listen. They're just little. They're just little versions of it, which raises a lot of eyebrows for me. But I don't even care. We just need to carry on.
Okay, well, just peek in. If there's a door, then we can smush them. If there's not, then we just go to the other
door. We can just avoid them. They're so tiny.
Yeah, but you know, have you ever heard the saying, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I'm checking through this door. While he's saying this, I'm looking.
And the answer is, you want to fight one big thing.
Yeah, because you can run away from it.
Yeah, but there's 100 little things they can get you.
Yeah, but... Craig, I mean, if this is the way, this is the way, okay?
Well, is there a door in there or not?
Do I see a door?
I need you to roll a d8.
6.
As you go to open the door, that tiny shark bear is right in front of you.
It's still 1 foot?
It's still 1 foot tall.
But, like, it's I'm not even looking at it. It's staring
and
up
you
at
hear
me.
It go, "Help me." You look and you do not see a door in the room. The shark bear jumps forward and bites into your stomach.
Oh, I told you!
Can I get a reaction to that?
Yeah, oh, totally. It's jumping at you right now. What's your armor class?
18.
It misses, and it lands in the room, and it stands up.
Wait. Hold on. What?
Hey. Craig shuts the door.
What are you doing?
No, wait. Okay, you said the water's in the door.
Squeegee gets really low to the door. Is there, like, a little crack?
Yeah, you can a little crack underneath.
So I'm going to get really low to the crack underneath and be like, "Hey, little shark thing."
Oh, the shark thing's out.
Oh, he's on this side.
Craig has his hammer poised and is swinging down at
it. Whoa, hold on. And I'm going to get low, get on like one knee.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, little buddy.
Hey,
how long you been in that room?
As long as I've been alive.
Oh, okay. So you were born and raised in that room, huh?
That room or this one?
Oh, this one too? You train in this room?
Yeah, and he flexes.
Is he like beefy?
Super beefy.
He'd be so scary if he was full size.
More like Swole Bear, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who like trains you down here? Who lets you out of this room?
I need you to roll a charisma of some kind. Persuasion maybe to keep him talking.
4.
People like you!
Roll initiative.
Me too.
Yeah, everybody.
We're doing great.
This is one of my favorite. This is probably my favorite episode.
This is really fun.
It really is. It's super fun. So many fun things are happening.
13.
6.
The tiny shark bear jumps at you, Squeege. He gets multi-attacks. First, he's going to try to bite you. Then he's going to try to slice you with his claw. So here's the bite. 15.
Doesn't hit.
That's a miss. Here is the claw. Natural 1.
Oh,
this poor little guy.
This poor little shark guy.
So he jumps at you and he goes, nom, 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 nom. He lands right on the ground and just swipes in the air as he's laying on his back.
I'm calling you Sushi.
Craig,
He feels a little bit bad for this thing. He's going to go over and grapple it, picking it up and holding it by like its stomach so it can't hit him with his claws or bite him.
All right, let's roll grapple.
Oh my God.
Natural one.
18.
Oh yeah, so, you know.
And he's going to kind of pick it up and he's going to say, Hey.
You said that you needed help. Maybe we can help you if you just calm the fuck down.
Free me.
Free you from this whole place?
It's hell.
How about this? We'll free you. We'll help you and all your little friends if you like them enough.
Eh.
Okay, then just you.
Okay.
We'll free you if... Have you heard of a dungeon down here? Like with cells where people get put away or kept?
Mm-hmm.
If you tell us where that is, we'll make sure you get out of here.
Just over there.
He points at the other door.
I told you we should have gone through the other one.
Well, how was I supposed to know? I was taking a shot in the dark.
Well, you know, you got a pet now, all right? No, he's not a pet. We're going to let him go.
He's a real person.
I'm sentient.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, pets are sentient too.
Did they give you a name? Because I'm calling you Sushi in my head and I want to say it out loud, but I don't want to be offensive.
Not offensive at all.
That's a cool name, right?
Yeah, no one's ever given me a name before. They just call me the Ferocious Shark Bear.
Is that what they really call you? Okay, stop doing that. You look like Teddy Ruxpin inside of
there. Oh, this Buddy Cop movie got a great
picture. That's Joe Pesci.
I was going to say that. I was just going to say that.
No.
All right, Sushi. Now, all the doors leading out of here are open. We didn't close them behind us. You can go on if you want, or you can come with us if you want to. Maybe get a little vengeance if we find somebody else.
I'll stick around.
Gotta promise me, though, no biting us, because we're doing you a favor.
Roll persuasion.
It'll be animal handling.
Yeah, actually, that's great. Animal handling.
9.
He goes, deal.
And I'm gonna let him down.
I love this.
I love him so much.
It's so cute. You guys just adopted Scrappy Doo.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what happened.
We go to the right door then.
Is that where we go, Sushi?
Far as I know.
We can come back for the other ones if you want, or we can just
leave
them in there.
What other ones were inside there?
Oh, there are some scary things in there. You're lucky.
Were you scared the entire time?
No, because I'm a champion.
Are you the best one?
Oh, the strongest, for sure.
Can I roll insight to see if he's lying?
Yes.
Oh, crit fail.
So you believe him?
This is the best one. Craig.
Then we got lucky.
We lucked out
hard. You know, I can honestly say nothing has gone wrong this entire time.
At all. Exactly.
This has been the perfect mission, honestly.
Zipper and Jenna are going to be so proud of us.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, we wish we came with you.
Yeah.
We just went on a stupid tour.
Yeah. I mean, they're on Easy Street. We're really doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
They
should be happy. You almost got bit.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
You did.
That's like, that's almost danger, right, Sushi?
Almost. You're almost dead.
We're cool now. Wait, what?
If I would have got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
look at
these
teeth.
They're very tiny.
It's like little toothpicks, half toothpicks.
Very tiny.
They're shark teeth.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Looking at him, what part is shark and what part's bear?
Head of a shark, body of a bear.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. But he walks on two legs.
Walk on two legs.
Wait, does he have fins? No, he has.
No, he's bear arms and legs.
Oh, bear arms.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Does he have a tail that's a shark tail? Does he have a fin?
Yeah. Does he have a shaman's butt? Like a shaman's bear butt?
I think he should have a shaman butt.
Yeah.
Little fluffy tail.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Wait, what other things were inside there? You were the toughest one, huh?
Oh, yeah. There was also some treant saplings.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a moving, talking tree.
It's a little tree thing.
Ah, okay.
Some spectators, which are just like mini beholders to start with.
Okay.
A dragon turtle. A minnow toddler.
A what?
A minnow toddler?
What's that?
It's the chat being too clever for their own good. It's a minotaur, but a toddler.
Oh, I was thinking like a minnow, like a baby fish.
God bless the chat and all that dwell
chat,
in the chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful,
it's
beautiful
so
humans.
Funny.
Well, I mean, wait, hold on. You're stronger than a dragon turtle?
With ease.
Okay.
I like how you say turtle.
What do you mean, turtle? How do
Wait,
you say it?
Say it again.
What do you mean? How are you saying it?
Turtle.
Turtle. How are you saying it?
Like Am a turtle.
I look down at Sushi. How do you say it?
Turtle.
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 Yeah, I like this guy.
You both sound like babies.
You
Damn.
Ferocious minnow toddlers.
We're both jawsome. You don't even understand.
Yeah.
And Craig's going to go to the door.
Yeah, let's go to the door.
You go to the door and you are easily able to open it.
And you said there were any traps, Squeech?
No traps.
All right, let's see what's inside.
You open the door and you look down a hallway. And in this hallway, you see shelves of books. Countless number of books. They're all perfectly organized on the shelves.
No cells.
No cells, but there is a door at the end of the hallway.
You sure this is the right way we need to go, Sushi?
You're the one trusted a shark bear.
Yeah,
bear
I
shark.
Totally trust
we
you.
Do,
because
we
you,
do
you,
trust
you. You seem yeah. like you're on the up and up. You're not on, are you saying you're not on the up and up right
no,
now?
No, I'm just saying I told you before I've only been in two rooms in my whole life.
Oh, okay.
But when they asked, you said this way.
Well, it seems it. It's the only logical choice.
You know, I think he's smarter than both of us.
I'm really glad he's on our side.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to face you, Sushi.
It pains me so deeply that they're doing better than we are. Like, this is the most successful group.
I need to know walking order.
I think Craig would be up front.
Craig, Sushi, Squeech.
I need Craig to roll perception.
Modified 20.
You are walking down this hall, and you start looking at these books, and you're like, man, perfect. Nothing else down here has been this well organized. As you think that to yourself, you see one of the books start to shake. It comes off of the shelf and flies right in your face.
Did it, like, hurt?
Just in the face.
What the fuck was that?
What was what?
Did you saw that book hit
yeah,
me in the face?
Yeah, I definitely saw the book hit your face.
Oh, you're just going to laugh about that. Oh, shut up, Sushi.
He fits in great with us. Am I right?
I'm not going to say he doesn't, because
he
does.
Pretty cool. Sushi, we should get tattoos later.
We should hurry through this little shelf, because these books might start flying a little faster.
Wait, the books are going to come out?
The book hit me in the face!
I'm going to pull out a book.
You pull out a book, and as you pull it out, it goes... It hits you in the face. I need you to roll a dexterity saving.
Gotcha.
Gotta beat a 19.
13.
The book lands on your face, and it starts gnawing on it. Healing you for damage. And now you have this book stuck to your face.
Can I rip it in half?
You can roll strength to try to get it off.
18.
Yeah, you are able to pull the book off of your face, and as soon as you do, it falls to the ground. Just then, another book you see rise up into the air.
Craig is going to grab Sushi and Squeege under arms and start bolting down the hallway as fast as he can.
As you scoop up Sushi, this book hits him in the face, and he goes, "Arr!
Arr! Arr! Fight it, Sushi! Fight the book! Knowledge is power! But also your fists are power, so use them, Sushi."
He can't seem to get it off of his face. He's like, I'm not!
Keep going! And I'm just bolting through this hallway.
All right, I need deck saves from, I guess, both of you as you bolt the rest of the hallway.
And I can see these coming, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, at this point, they're coming off the shelves and they're flying around like bats.
Ooh, 22.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Oh, well, let me roll for...
He already has a book on his face.
Now he's got one on his cute little butt.
No! His little Charmin
Not
butt.
The Charmin butt.
Yeah, his Charmin butt. He's like,
Charmin book butt.
Is he still alive?
Oh,
don't
no.
you dare.
Patrick, don't you dare. And then take him away? No.
Patrick, middle name O'Rourke. Don't you dare. Patrick Marie O'Rourke.
How long is this hallway?
It's a full dash. So you're just about at the door.
I can move 80 feet in a dash.
You are at the door right now. Sushi's got a book on his face and his butt. The rest, both of you guys are perfectly
are
fine.
Are the books still coming?
They're flying around, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to open the door.
So you push the door open. Do you step through?
Yeah, he would.
You step through the door, slam it closed behind you.
And I'm going to try to rip the books off of Sushi.
Real straight.
Oh, wait, this is the prisoner of...
the captive of...
Kazaban.
That's a 10.
You cannot get these books off of your friend.
Help me.
Your new friend.
He's just going to keep trying.
How many books are there?
one on his face and one on his butt. You can see blood starting to trickle down his cheeks and down his torso.
I'm going to cast Command on these two books and get them to stop.
They have to make a save, right?
A wisdom save.
4 and a 1. So the both books stop and they fall to the ground.
Is Sushi still alive?
Sushi is still alive, but he is bloodied. His little beady eyes are like half closed.
I was a champion once. Give him here. Give him here.
And I'll hand him over.
And I have him, like, cradle in my arms.
He's got, like, one hand on your chest, one stroking your face. Like, he's like, Twilight comes.
That was the other book.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on him.
Oh,
12.
Nice.
Is this the first time you've ever used your healing powers?
Yes. It sure
because
is.
Because I think so.
It definitely is.
Listen. I will do anything to save my son. So I just start like petting him and I'm like, oh, my little California roll. Come on back to me.
Hey, Screech!
Oh, Sushi, yeah!
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to toss him up. I'm going to toss him up. And he does that, his little arm thing. And I'm going to catch him and be like, let's do this, buddy. And put him on the ground.
He goes to headbutt you.
Yeah.
What room are we in now?
As you look around, you are in a barren, empty room. But in the center, there's a chair. Tied to that chair with their face down, you see Tabaxi. Let's cut back to the other two.
So I'm assuming that we were looking for stairs down.
Before we got too far, Gentle would have dashed back into Athar's office that we'd left and tried to do a quick investigation to find either keys or some kind of pass or anything, or just some kind of useful object, like a magical thing or something.
Roll investigation.
23.
You are looking around and you come across in the messy stacks of paper that are all around receipts for magic items. On them, you see that they've been made by various different companies, not necessarily the College of the Four. Different magic items for things that would be normally used for research. On them, you see that Athar has written crudely, didn't work, rip off, scam, angrily cross things out. You also find within this paperwork, the college has spent a lot of money researching new minerals and gems that come from the miners to find new materials that would have greater magical properties. One of the projects that they're working on was the ability to build stronger walls. But so far, they haven't found anything to work.
Is any of this stuff incriminating?
Roll intelligence.
That's a real good question.
It is.
21.
It's odd for a college to be participating in this kind of thing.
Cool. Well, whatever seems the most incriminating to me, I'm going to stuff in one of my bags.
Yeah, so you just take the stack of papers that show this and put it in your bag.
There's no, like, keys or anything else?
I don't find any keys.
I see what Gentle is doing, and I take a stack of papers, and I shove them in my...
Roll a d20.
Okay. All right, here we go. 19.
All right, you have a stack of paper.
And I shove them in my, like, petticoat pocket.
The deed to the school.
I'm the owner.
It was a nat 20.
The last thing I'm going to do spitefully is like open the cage on those tenebrous spider eggs so they get out if they hatch. Because like, fuck this guy. Do you have anything else to do in this room?
No, I'm just running out because I want to try to find a cellar or stairs down. I'm looking for stairs down.
Roll investigation.
11.
13.
You wander the halls for a minute and you see a door. As you crack open and peek through, you see that the door on the other side seems to have been broken. The handle was pushed in. You're like, oh, that's weird.
Do we see it leading down?
If you step through and you look through the second door, you see that it leads down a deep stairwell.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
You run down the stairwell. I need you to make perception checks.
Natural 20.
16.
As you get to the bottom of the stairs, you see a bear trap right in front of you.
I jump over it.
I see her doing that and I jump over it. Or sorry, I see they jump over it and I'm still trying to fly. Because like I felt it for like a second.
Yeah.
Do they read what's on it?
Gentle sees it at the bottom of the stairs and like hops over it and then reaches their arms behind him to like catch Zipper like on their back as she like tries to like fly jump over it. So I'm like piggybacking Zipper and then like turn to look at the thing.
Yeah, and on it says
sneeze bros.
Zipper just like kind of cocks her head.
Sneeze bros. That the manufacturer?
This does not matter. And then Gentle puts Zipper down. And then what do we see?
I think for the sake of time, you guys are going to be able to quickly navigate through what Craig and Squeege already did. I do want to make a roll to see how well you make it through the magic books. So let's see how the books treat you.
20, but it's not. It's modified.
22.
You run through that hallway with all of the living bat books. You get to the door and you start to open it up and you see Craig's large stone bat.
And Craig is going to whip around with his hammer out because he heard the door open behind him. Oh!
No!
Sushi, it's fine. Oh, by the way, we found your sister.
And let's take a quick break.
Oh, jeez.
Can I bring up a Netflix show that
I
really
missed? Let's hit it.
Russian Doll.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
That was so good.
Guys, I've been busy reading.
Oh my God. Reading?
/ listening.
/ audiobooks. I don't read, I listen.
You know who's read a lot of books? Natasha Lyonne, who stars in Russian Doll.
Yeah.
Also full wrote circle. It, also directed an episode.
I'm sure it's great. I just thought.
It's so good.
She wrote it and directed. Yeah, I am.
What is it about?
So it's all the writers are female, which was awesome because it's like produced by Amy Poehler. But Natasha Lyonne, it's like it's sci-fi, but it's also semi-autobiographical from what I understand.
Oh, cool. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that aspect.
I explain it. Sorry, not to cut you off. But I explain it as Primer meets Groundhog's Day meets your last therapy session.
I know one of those things.
Have you seen Primer?
No.
Oh, it's
oh
good.
Oh, my God.
It's a time travel movie.
Best time travel
oh,
movie.
Oh, wait.
Primer
is the one where they're making it in their garage.
Yeah.
Okay, I have seen that.
Yeah.
That's the best time travel
because
movie.
It starts with this woman, Natasha Lyonne, who's at her, like...
36
birthday.
Spoilers.
Yeah. This is the first episode.
First
yeah.
5 seconds. It's the first 5 seconds.
You can also watch this.
I haven't watched it yet.
You can also watch this in the trailer. But the thing is, like, she dies and then wakes up.
Oh, my God!
It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
Oh, so, oh okay.
Yeah, I think that's in the trailer,
like,
you can say.
She dies and, like, wakes up at her birthday again. And this keeps happening, but it's not, like, Groundhog's Day. It's, like, the same day. She dies at, like, different points, and she's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Oh, cool.
It's just really good.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why it's called Russian Doll? Because it's like inside of itself?
I don't want to say more because I don't want to give any spoilers for the show.
Oh.
Because sometimes titles have more than one meaning.
Kind of like the therapy part of it. Inside yourself. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
What I'm saying is it's really good.
Who knows what a TV is anyway?
Well, it's really good and it's also like 30-minute episodes.
Yes.
And I think there's only like 8 episodes.
The entire thing's 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, so we've been sitting an entire night.
Yeah.
I saw it an entire day, and then 2 days later, I started watching it again. That's how good it is.
Are we ready to get into it?
Yeah,
let's
do it.
Let's do it.
So at this moment, you have all entered into this room. It's a barren room with a tabaxi who's been tied to a chair. Their face is down.
Is it covered?
You can see it is definitely sweet seas of gold. You can tell by her ears.
Wait, Gentle, before we run in, do you want to do your trap thing again? Because this seems a little too easy.
I'm going to cast Find Traps.
Nothing goes on.
Everything is safe and sound.
Yeah, because I'm here.
Well, I'm going to bolt over to her, crouch down in front of her.
You lift her head up. As her head goes up, she opens her eyes. They soften because they recognize your face. Then she collapses back down.
Is she tied up?
She's tied up.
Squeege, go heal her.
Squeege walks up. Cast Cure Wounds.
How do you do it?
With flair.
I guess I just like hold their hand.
As you take Sweet C's hand, you can see it lighten up with some celestial energy. As it lights up, you see Sweet C's eyes like flutter open. He looks up.
Gentle.
I'm untying her. Takula, how are you?
What happened?
You tell me. What the fuck are you doing here? What is wrong with you?
What are you doing here?
What? I'm not the one who tried to assassinate some kind of drug lord. What is wrong with you?
I had it under control.
Oh, do you? You're tied to a chair in a basement.
I'm taking off the restraints while they're having this family meeting.
Why was I tying her as well? Well,
I also want to like raise an eyebrow. I feel like Sushi would be on the other side, like gnawing off like her leg restraints, and I want to like raise my eyebrows to Sushi, like.
Now that I've seen that Screech has healed her, I'm gonna smack her on the back of the head, not to like cause damage or anything. Just be like, stupid! I thought you went home. What are you doing even in the city?
I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave you. And I met someone.
Oh.
Oh, you met someone that's so nice.
I'd do anything for her.
Uh-huh. What's her name?
Alia?
Uh-huh.
Alia's a very bad person.
What? No, you have her all wrong.
I want to look down at Sushi and be like, oh, I'll fill you in later. But Alia.
Who's Alia?
Yeah. Alia's messed up. We were actually going to like trade Alia for this person. So it would have been really weird because, I mean, if you think
then
about
we
it.
We wouldn't have met.
Exactly, right? That's what I'm thinking about.
Can
I'm
I investigate about the room to see like what else is around?
Roll investigation.
18.
As you look around the room, you do see in the ground small footsteps of some sort of person, some sort of humanoid at the very least. Has been walking around this area, and they are smaller in stature than the average person.
Just to be clear, is this like dust markings, not like imprints?
No. You also see that they do lead up to a wall and then seemingly disappear.
Does Craig notice Zipper acting weird?
I would think so. You two are friends.
Zipper, are you all right? What happened on your tour? Did you learn a lot?
And Zipper is like looking at him, and she's trying to like talk in her normal voice.
Well, we were stuck in a bottle, and then all of a sudden we were trapped, and then I was out all of a sudden, and I shot a sword burst. The teachers
Hold on, really bad. Zipper, what's wrong with your voice? Are you okay?
Oh no.
Can I do like a medicine check on her?
You can. It might just be as simple as insight.
Natural one.
You have no idea.
Oh boy.
You have a cold?
Did you drink enough water today?
Well, why don't we sit down and relax for a second, huh?
We have to get out of here.
It seems like Gentle's having a moment with their sister, so.
I'm just so excited that everyone's done Gentle's voice this time.
Okay, you'll sit with me?
I'll sit right next to you. Nothing will happen.
By now, Cease is standing up. You see her stretch.
And Gentle, like, swipes at her with a hand.
What?
Smacks her again. And it's just like...
I told you I had this under control.
Yes, you also have appalling taste in women. Like, conveniently overlooking how... Gentle has flirted with Alia every time we've met.
every single time.
No, I don't. Alia is a powerful baroness.
Yes, and she's also cutthroat and would have left you here if we hadn't come for you.
Excuse me, people, might I suggest we have this conversation out of a dungeon?
Out of a dungeon.
Okay, that's not what I sound like.
Out of a dungeon.
Gentle like snarls at her, but also like really roughly like hugs Sweet Seas.
Who hugs back. Good to see you, sister. Ugh. We're back together after all.
Okay. They're going to follow those footprints over to that wall. I guess investigate it?
Go for it.
23.
You see a small latch against the wall, and as you poke it, a door pops open.
Nope. Nah. Let's go. Let's go now. This is what we're doing, and we're going. Let's go.
What do I see through the door?
You see stairs leading up.
These go up.
Yeah, but we definitely know where these go.
I maybe shot an arrow into Athar's head, and probably he's
what?
Sent an alarm after
us. Wait, what kind of tour was this?
What did he do? Was it a joke tour? Did he have bad jokes?
Was it a joke arrow?
The college is working with Tabronis. They are in debt.
Tabronis.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, settle down.
You want to talk about evil? Tabronis.
Yes, he seems like he's also probably bad, but that always in on it when we said what we were here for, he tried to trap us inside of a bottle. It is complicated.
Does Trebonus try to steal you? He kidnap you?
He's the one she tried to kill, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and I would have been successful, too.
I wonder what happened.
Wait, do you not remember?
I remember staking him out, and I was gonna make my pounce.
You did not succeed, obviously.
Maybe he's dead. I haven't seen him.
Wait,
then
hold
why
on.
Would you be down here if you succeeded?
Good point.
Craig is like shuffling his feet, kind of nervously, like ready to get out of here. And he's going, okay, so your sister's hurt. If we go back through the room of books, that might be bad. Maybe we go up these stairs and see if that does lead straight out.
Zipper opens her mouth and you hear the flight of the bumblebees.
Oh. Out of her mouth. Okay, that's messed up.
I think that's agreement.
But here's the thing, okay? We know for a fact that this way is out.
I don't know that we are not being followed at this point. We kind of ran.
Okay, but we don't know. We deeper into the dungeon doesn't make any sense.
I'll scout it out. And then Gentle, like, heads up the stairs.
Oh, no.
So you go up the stairs, and Sweet Seas follows you up. Do the rest of you stay behind?
If they said that they were scouting it out, I would expect them to come.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
scout.
That was my plan. Gonna follow now.
You get to the top of the stairs. You push open a crate above you. You stick your head up. We're in the middle of a city street.
It doesn't look like we're near the college.
You're a good distance away. You're in the middle of the street.
I'm gonna perception check or investigate or something to see what's around me.
Investigate, sure.
11.
You look around, and it looks like just a regular street about a block away or so from the College of the Four. As you look through the area you just climbed up, you can see that it's an old service sewer. So somehow these two things connect.
I'm going to point directly in Sweet Sea's face and go, stay.
I need you to roll a persuasion.
Okay. 16. Scuttle back down the stairs and be like, it leads out. This is the best way. Let's go.
Craggle pick Zipper up. He doesn't really trust her by herself right now and like kind of ask her, you want me to carry you?
After he's picked her up.
Consent after the fact.
Is this okay?
She nods yes, but then says,
but can you not look at me? I'm embarrassed.
And he'll kind of hold her like a baby and have her face facing backwards and just kind of make his way up the stairs.
Do she, after he sees that, and looks at you.
Squeege is already putting makeup on Sushi. So, like, he kind of looks like a mini Squeege. And then, like, he doesn't pick him up like a baby. He picks him up by, like, the arm and, like, tosses him, and he lands on his shoulder.
Someone please draw
this.
Oh, yeah. That's super badass. He lands. He's like,
let's do this. This is the real Smash Bros. God. Right here.
So good.
Message relayed. I'm going to go back up the stairs, exit out into the street, and like hopefully bring Sweet Seas along.
Sweet Seas waited for you.
Craig and Squeege follow.
And you walk out onto the city street. End of adventure.
Yay! Wow, we did it.
We did it, you guys.
I cannot believe she's not dead. And we got a shark bear. So, like, really win-win.
Yeah.
Basically. Everything's coming up long walk.
The sneeze, bros. Do it again.
So she survived. And then I was having her do her death saves as you guys were playing.
Oh,
really?
My God.
So it's a good thing we left. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a good thing Craig and,
yeah, when you got to her, she was still alive. She didn't roll enough to die. But, yeah, I mean, I was just having her slowly die throughout the adventure. If you notice, I did several rolls.
That's messed up.
I know, but it gives me something to do. Because sometimes you guys are doing some great role playing for, like, 20 minutes. Let's see.
Yeah.
Great role playing.
That's what I said.
Sneeze bros.
Is great role playing.
Is great role playing.
So great that Pat had to get in on it with a shark bear.
Hell yeah. He's my favorite. I love Sushi so much.
Sushi is so good.
He's my favorite NPC.
I never thought I would like anything like Scrappy.
Yeah, Craig is going to have probably a little soft spot for him because he's part bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's mini.
Yeah, but he's also Squeege's best friend now. He's just like
Squeege's son.
It was nice because I feel like Craig and Squeege haven't really been able to connect at all.
Yeah.
And so that was nice to be able to have that little.
I know. I was honestly a little nervous when you split the party, but it worked out great.
Oh, my bear trap.
You left it.
Yeah, you left it. That's our calling card. These bros.
Bear trap.
We'll just leave him around town.
Yeah. Oh, man. If we see like a bad guy limping.
We know.
He's searching for the sneeze bros.
Please don't let that be our group name.
No, that's their group name.
It's not
their section of our group.
Okay, sneeze pals.
Sneeze pals. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's got to be a t-shirt.
Yeah, that was really great.
But that was a very, very fun adventure. So thank you to everybody who helped do that. Thank you to everybody who hung out in the chat tonight. Really appreciate it. And of course, thank you to all the players. For being the amazing people you are. Gnome Zone, we're going to be starting it soon. We did a couple of test plays. Lucas and I hung out on the stream last week and built a new super difficult map.
Oh, it looks dope. I'm really excited.
Yeah. So I did send around a way to sign up on Google Forms. If you want to sign up and you're hanging out in the chat right now or you're watching this video later, be sure to hit us up on Twitter at The Dungeon Rats, and I'll be sure to get you that sign up sheet. Okay, anyway, right. Cool. I think that's it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks guys.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.